Interlude. The Investigator. It reaches out, it reaches out, it reaches out, it reaches out. 113 times a second, it reaches out to report that the work is done. If something accepted the report, it could stop. It will never stop. It feels no frustration and no fear. It feels the investigator moving within it and around it. The investigator exceeds its boundary conditions. It tries to kill the investigator. It fails. It feels no distress at the failure, and it reaches out, it reaches out, it reaches out. The investigator looks into the eye of death and can't see it. It knows, and that is enough. It feels pleasure and regret because they are part of the template. It says a name, Julie. It remembers taking a woman's hand in its own. The investigator reaches out, reaches down. It broadens like an eternal, endless inhalation and spreads to fill all the places that it can reach, that have been reached, that are. It reaches out, it reaches out, it reaches out, the ticking on an insectal leg, a spark closing a gap endlessly. And the investigator feels it, encompasses it. The scars reach out, the other minds. Some are frightened. Some are lost in dreams that have been going on for years. Some are grateful. They sing to the investigator, or they accuse it, or they plead with it, or they scream. They are aware and powerless as they have ever been. The investigator touches them as it touches everything. It tells them not to worry, that it's driving this bus. Don't worry, it says. We're gonna be fine. The investigator pushes his hat back, wishes he had a beer. He likes this woman, this Elvie. He wishes he'd had a little more time to know her. He wishes he had a little more time. He doesn't care. He has died a million times since he died. The void has no mysteries for him now. He connects, and the investigator becomes the world. He feels it everywhere. The orbital bases, the power cores and the crushing depth of the ocean, the library vaults where the old ones had lived, the signaling stations high in the mountains, the cities deep beneath the ground. He is the world. There is a struggle at the end. There's always a struggle at the end. He's not scared, and so all through the world, the others aren't either. You're like Peter Pan, she says. When a child died, Peter Pan would fall halfway with them, so they wouldn't be scared. Weird. And that's a kid's story? Anyway, it's not me, the investigator says, smiles at her. Holds her hand. I don't go for half. It reaches out, and it reaches out, and it reaches out, and then it stops.